Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Offense, you know, multiple first-round picks offensively, and then certainly talented defensively, rushing the passer. And so offensively, Bijan, the quarterback, Penix, and Drake London, what he can do. And so they can beat you in a lot of different ways and become explosive very quickly. And then they're able to, you know, possess the football, much like our offense does. And so we've got to make sure that we can get off the field and third down and get the ball back to our offense.
Head coach Sean McDermott, getting ready for tonight's game against the Atlanta Falcons, mentioning some of the higher-end talent that the Falcons do boast as Monday Night Football 7:15 start for this game as part of the doubleheader. Thankful that it's the early portion, not the late one. Very happy for that. Love that for not just me, but for everybody involved. But also, especially for me, because I'm going to be here until 2 a.m. So let's get after it. Here on a Buffalo Bills Football Monday, it's brought to you by Northwest Bank for what's next. Get started at northwest.com. Derek Kramer here with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show as we close out week 6 here in the NFL. Bills Falcons tonight. I just want to see the Bills playing football again simply for the reason of get the bad taste out of your mouth from New England. Also, I learned this one. We're on video today. And nobody told me in that first segment. That's fun, but that's okay. Sometimes you deal with the surprises. Good thing I don't look like a total bum out here today. Maybe. Bills and Falcons. I think there's going to be another game where it's, you don't love what you see most of the time. You're stressed out, but I do think the Bills should be able to win this game. Yeah, the Falcons' defense has been great. They are tops in the league in yards allowed per game. Best pass defense in the NFL. But here's where I think you can get them. They are 16th in yards per game against the run. Considering what happened to the Bills in the rushing attack against New England, I would imagine Joe Brady wants to get things back on track in terms of a balance. He likes running the football. He likes having that balance there. He likes being able to utilize those three tight end sets or utilize having Gilliam in the backfield or really just trying to allow James Cook to, well, cook. I also think there might be something to it that helps shift a little bit of the decision-making. And that's on the Barnstrom Injury Report. It's brought to you by the Barnstrom. Injury for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. That player is Dalton Kincaid. He draws a questionable tag. He had a non-contact jersey throughout practice this week with an oblique injury. With the bye week coming up, they might limit his snap share if he's active tonight. And I do think that Kincaid has been the most consistent player on this team in terms of getting open, making plays for a Bills offense that has needed another one of these co-stars. He hasn't ascended to what I would call James Cook's level of stardom, so to say. But he is definitely emerging as that next face. If you were to put a movie poster up there with Josh Allen, obviously, with the biggest image front and center, James Cook is on there. Dalton Kincaid is probably the next piece I'm putting on there right now, at least with how this season has started for him. And last week was probably his most productive game, 6 catches on 6 targets, 108 yards. But it does seem like he's making timely plays at minimum every week. The New Orleans game, he has 1 catch. What is it, though? 28-yard touchdown that helps put the game away against the Saints, who had been punchy. Punchy against the same New England team that beat Buffalo last week, by the way. But Kincaid has been great at separating. He's great at getting open. He is making plays. He's moving the football. And he's coming away with at least a 20-yard catch in almost every game. The Jets game was just a mess. You didn't need him at that point. But he even still gets 4 catches, 37 yards that game. I'm wondering what Kincaid's status is like for game day. I wonder if there's anything to do with him being inactive. And if it does it change what Buffalo wants to do? Well, first of all, they won't be able to run as many of their beloved three tight end set because Kincaid has been punishing teams. When they do run this 13 personnel, he is the player that can get them open, create a mismatch, create disadvantages for the defense. Because when you see three tight ends, you want to play bigger. You're abandoning a nickel defense, which is a base now in the NFL. And you're probably putting in an extra linebacker. Dalton Kincaid's getting open. Or you go ahead and you stay in nickel and you let the Bills run over you with three tight ends, especially with how Jackson Hawes has been blocking to open the year. Kincaid is fascinating to me. Even injured, I do think he can make an impact in this game. Maybe he might be one of those players that he's active for the game and he acts more as a decoy. But I obviously hope that Kincaid's injury does not linger. The bye week is able to help him get through it and get over it and try to come back out the other side. It is interesting, though, to me that the Bills are going to need this early bye week. They have a lot of injuries. They got a couple players on IR. They sent 2 more. But now you have a chance to go into the bye week, heal up, hopefully at 5-1, and create more opportunities for yourselves. The Falcons defense. Let's talk about the Falcons defense a little bit here. They are the top team in the league in terms of yards per game allowed, passing yards per game allowed. They're middle of the pack in rushing defense, but they are still a great defense right now to start the year. And it starts with the safety play from them. God, am I jealous of this. Jesse Bates is fantastic. And they draft Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman. Bowman, I do know, was on the Bills' radar to be like a 4th-round pick or something of the sorts because of the fact that they had him in for pre-draft visits. They clearly were interested in the Oklahoma product in Bowman. Both of them have been fantastic, though. Watts has 2 picks on the year out of Notre Dame. Bowman has an interception. They both have tackles for losses on the year. It does seem like they are kind of helping lead the charge a little bit. More so, I think, more impactfully than their first-round pass rushers. Jalen Walker. And I blanked on the other one for some strange reason on that, but James Pierce Jr.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Their rookie defensive class does look like it's making a bit of an impact already. And while I'm jealous, I also know that it's not necessarily at the fault of the Bills because of the fact that you can't really look at injuries as a valid excuse why the class is not making an impact right away. I can look at, for example, how Landon Jackson's played only 16 snaps through 5 weeks. That's not great. That's not a great look on the draft class. Deion Walker has been better. But I do think that if the Bills manage to grab a Watts or a Bowman and help out the safety position a little bit, that would be nice. It would be nice, is all I'm saying. But this defense runs through Jesse Bates on the back end. He is rangy. He is athletic. He can do it all still. And now they have Watts, who was the defensive rookie of the month in the NFC, and with good reason. He's second on this team with 23 tackles, 4 pass deflections, 2 interceptions. He's everywhere on this field. So if the Bills are going to try to attack a little bit through the air, they do have to be careful of the back end with Bates, Watts, and even Bowman rotating in. But typically, when I see safeties in the top three for tackles for a defense, that also tells me that things do not go smoothly for them. That means that they're kind of picking up the pieces. They're letting a lot of things get to the third level. They're letting plays break a little bit. At the very least, to a point where the safeties have to come down. And it's especially in the run game where that happens. So the Bills have an opportunity here to try to mess with Atlanta. Get back to establishing a strong run game, especially after you got punched in the mouth against New England. And I do think that that's something they want to get done today. If they have Kincaid, they have Kincaid. If they don't have Kincaid, I still think they're going to try to get this done no matter what, if he's in the lineup or not. We all know that Joe Brady wants balance in his offense. Here's your opportunity to do that. And if you are going to try to make plays through the air, just watch out on the back. Jonas Sanker was fantastic for New Orleans a couple weeks ago. Comes away with a couple pass deflections as well as an interception. So these rookie safeties are apparently something to mess with. Probably not. But either way, the Bills, on paper, have the better team. They have the better opportunity. They should be able to get themselves back on track here. You know something else that's really good, though, about this game? And I think I'm going to turn to Joe Kelly about this one because it's a look good, feel good, play good kind of moment here. Joe, uniforms tonight are going to be peak aesthetics. And the last time we got peak aesthetics, we got probably one of the best games of the week with Tampa Bay and Seattle.
Yeah, the away creamsicles, right? And they wore the whites.
This game has an opportunity to be peak.
It does. I really like the AFL throwbacks the Bills wear, the white ones. They used to, if I'm not mistaken, or at least it's in Madden, they have the home ones too, with like the brighter blue, yep. Like the more baby blue almost. So anytime they wear these old ones with the different patterns on the sleeves, it's always interesting. So, and I do like the standing buffalo. I've grown up with the charging buffalo, so like that's just, I guess, what I prefer. But, you know, I do like the standing buffalo, change it up a little bit. They're able to get around a lot of the uniform rules, like even last week with the helmets,
yep.
How they're able to have the red helmet, because they're just re-decaling the same helmet. So it's technically not a different helmet. So,
correct.
Like the number rules of how many helmets you're able to have and not doesn't really apply to them, which is cool. So I'm always for an alternate uniform. You know, I wear that Toronto Series navy blue home jersey around all the time, too. So maybe we'll see the navy blues come back one day. But, yeah, it does have the opportunity to be a very, very good game. The Falcons in their red helmets, their throwbacks. So it'll be cool. And the dome will be open, which is cool. Roof will be open. Do you see how that opens?
I did.
Like the video of it?
I'm not going to be a child about this. I'm not going to be a child about this.
Well,
I'm not
going to be a child about this. No, I'm not trying to be. It's just, it's interesting
I'm the problem.
It like unfolds and everything like that. Like it's not, could they have done something like that here, I wonder?
Probably not. I think that the snow does make not only having a dome, but especially one that can open.
Mm-hmm.
It would make it tougher.
Because
you got to think about the cost of heating that thing, making sure it doesn't collapse through the heavy snow. Atlanta doesn't have those problems.
Yeah.
Minnesota has a dome, but it's not going to open.
Right. I feel like that would have been the middle ground, I guess, just thinking hypothetically, not in real life, but for people who want the dome versus not. You
and Minnesota created a dome that birds run into. So, to hell with you on that design, I guess. Maybe you saved money a little bit, and the cost is a few birds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it should be a very good uniform matchup. It's nice that it's in prime time, too, so everyone will get to see that.
I can't open this up to Joe Kelly without wanting to open it up to Owen Parker, though, too, as well, with the uniform matchup peak. I love Atlanta when they do that red helmet. It is one of the best looks in the NFL. And then the Bills just counter with, hey, we're going to go standing Buffalo tonight. And that's something that you love to see.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great-looking matchup. I always am entertained. It just adds another level of, like, aesthetic pleasure to watching a football game. And I think that it matters for a lot of people. If you look good, I think more people tend to watch and tune in and all that. So, I mean, it's going to be a great matchup on the field, you know, looking past the uniforms themselves. So it should be an awesome matchup tonight.
We all know the saying, look good, feel good, play good.
Yes, sir.
I don't ever look good, therefore I will never play good, ultimately.
You play pretty good at the 11-day power play. To give yourself some credit
there. Well, that is because my hockey aesthetic is far better than what this is.
Fair.
My face.
Fair enough.
So that is part of it. I do make sure that I look good on the ice. But yeah, look good, feel good, play good. I know that doesn't ever correlate to anything, But last week's game between the Bucks and the Seahawks tells me that we should have another one of those games.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for a little bit of a calmer game, but I also would not mind if it does turn into a little bit of a shootout, even with both of these defenses ranking in the top 10 in yards per game.
I wouldn't be surprised if it gets if it starts to run away from both these defenses, because there are weaknesses on both defensive units that I think the opposing offensive group can expose.
So exactly.
I'm ready to see some points scored tonight.
You got to look at the over-under, and I would take the over.
I'm on the over already, yep.
And you guys did the parlay. I didn't hate both of your legs, even though you're 0-5, Owen. That's tough. But, hey, you got to break it at some point. That's the thing.
It needs to happen.
That's the thing. You can't – you're not the Jets. We're not going winless. No. I already know it. I believe in you.
It's impossible.
So there it is. And the pass defense for the Falcons, while I do respect it, I know that they haven't played a Josh Allen yet.
Right.
That's the other part of it. I know that's arrogant to say. I can at least admit that that's arrogant to say. But you frustrated J.J. McCarthy out of the lineup and hurt him. You faced Marcus Mariota. Bryce Young looks good, at least as of late. And the game against Atlanta was one of those. Baker Mayfield. You tried limiting as much as you could there before the dam broke at the end of that game. Josh Allen is a lot more athletically gifted than any of the quarterbacks that they have faced so far. And that's something that is going to be worthy of watching as well. 803-0550 is the number to call. Allen, I've got you there on hold. Stick around on the other side of this break, and we'll get to you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.